We're talking with Francelle Maria today, CJMQ, and welcome, Francelle.
Thank you.
Now, you're a Canadian country singer, and you're located on the East Coast?
Yes, I am from Dieppe, New Brunswick. Okay. I did live in Toronto for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Studied musical theater, did singing, dancing, and acting.
Okay.
And then, I recently recorded a country album and decided to move back home to promote it, so...
That's great. Now, was this something that you always wanted to do since you were small, maybe? Or?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the music biz is definitely what I wanted to do, any kind of singing. But right now, the country music scene is really my number one interest. So.
Okay. Do you have family that's interested in music, and especially country?
I definitely have great supporters.
Mm-hmm.
As well as the family goes for music, I mean, they're pretty good. They can hold a few, they can play a couple instruments and stuff, but nothing very, very significant.
Okay, so you're one of the first. They must be very proud of you.
Yeah, of course.
That's great. Now, you study music, so that's great. Then you cross paths with producer J.R. Vatour. So tell us about that, Francelle.
I got to meet him, which was a great opportunity for me because he's a great producer, and I got to record in Nashville with him, and he just, you know, he has all the connections, so it really took a step forward in my career, so.
That must have been very exciting. So you went down to Nashville and recorded with him.
Yeah, I was there for 2 weeks. I got to listen to a lot of demos, and I got to co-write some songs.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So is that your first time kind of writing or co-writing? Or?
Definitely my first time co-writing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been interested in writing, you know, for a couple years now, trying a new thing, writing my own songs. But, definitely, like, getting to work with people who have already been in the industry was definitely really helpful. I got to write with Larry Wayne Clark.
Okay.
And I wrote two songs that are actually on the album.
Okay.
So,
which ones are they?
There's One Has to Go.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one called What I Meant to Say.
Okay. And the album is called Till the Wheels Fall. Is that correct?
Till the Wheels Fall Off, yeah.
Till the Wheels Fall Off. Okay, good. And right now your first single from the album is Heartbreak Waiting to Happen, and we're enjoying that here at CJMQ. And tell us a little bit about that song.
I think it's just it's a cutesy song, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's all about, you know, the perfect boy, the man of your dreams,
mm-hmm.
And, he's just, you know that he's a heartbreak waiting to happen, but for some reason you can't resist, so you have to go for it anyway, you just dive in.
That's fun, that's a great little uplifting tune for the summer, too, sounds great.
Yeah.
How many songs are on the album?
There's 10 songs.
Okay, 10 songs. So that must have been quite the experience, and certainly one you won't forget soon.
Oh, definitely.
Are you doing some festivals and fairs and things this summer and autumn?
Yeah, I'll be performing at the Miramichi Culture Fest.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be doing a sneak peek at a local bar in Dieppe. I'll be performing at the International Kite Festival in August.
Okay.
And I also have my CD launch coming up in October, which I'm really excited for.
Oh, that's going to be very exciting. So the launch hasn't actually happened yet. That's coming up in October.
Yeah, exactly. The CD's not out yet. It'll only be released in October. So.
Wow. So this is the first single off it. So that's a lot of fun. We get to play it before it comes out.
Oh, good. For sure.
Now, you have a website. I guess it's a fairly new website.
Yeah, it's www.francellemaria.ca.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do also have a Facebook page, and you can find it through Francelle Maria, and a Reverb Nation page, which is reverbnation.com/Francelle Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Good. Are you planning to make any videos in the future, too, to go along with your songs?
Oh, I definitely. It's definitely the next step, the dream... that I'm trying to realize right now.
Okay.
I would love to, you know.
That would be a lot of fun, too. I'm sure you will.
I hope so.
You sound like you have a lot of ambition, so that's going to get you somewhere, too. So that's great. Anything else you'd like to mention before we go, Francelle?
I'd just like to say thank you very much for playing it, and thank you for having me on the show. It was it's a pleasure.
Well, thank you, and all the best to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Next up, we have Francelle Maria, Heartbreak Waiting to Happen, CJN 88.9.
Hanging on the boardwalk, bare feet so hot, snow cone melting in the sun. You were standing with your surfboard, I was thinking, good lord, bet you'd be a ball of fun. With no tan lines, looking so fine, and those eyes so baby blue. When you handed me your number, I couldn't help but wonder if you were too good to be true. Cause I know your type, but I still kinda like what I'm getting myself into. When you start sweet talking and my knees get to knocking, what's a girl gonna do? Well, I know I'm a sucker, but I'm still gonna pucker up if your lips start smacking. Cause you're a high-stick headache, heartbreak waiting to happen. Took me to a drive-in, you moved right in. So much for taking it slow. By the end of the movie, it occurred to me we didn't watch a minute of the show. By the porch light, kissing goodnight, I told myself I wasn't gonna phone. Now I'm lying here in bed, going out of my head, wondering if you're ever gonna come. Cause I know you're tired, but I still kinda like what I'm getting myself into. When you start sweet talking and my knees get to knocking, what's a girl gonna do? Well, I know I'm a sucker, but I'm still gonna pucker up if your lips start smacking. Cause you're a high-stake headache, heartbreak waiting to happen. Cause I know you're tired, but I still can't like what I'm getting myself in. When you start sweet talking and my knees get to knocking, what's a girl gonna do? Well, I know I'm a sucker, but I'm still gonna pucker up if your lips start smacking. Cause you're a high-stake headache, heartbreak waiting to happen. Cause you're a high-stake double-take mistake, can't shake, too late headache.